Death Trap is one of the most famous comedy thrillers to ever hit Broadway. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick was lured into the Everyman Theater to catch their production of this comedy classic, and she's brought us this review.
When the curtain rises at Everyman Theater, we see a room whose walls display swords and daggers and guns and knives, a crossbow, a mace, murder weapons of all styles and shapes. These may not look like holiday gifts, but Everyman artistic director Vincent M. Lencisi takes pride in calling Death Trap his holiday thriller. And no mistake about it, this production, which Lencisi directed, excels at the ways and means of murder. Credit for the impressive armaments collection goes to fight choreographer and weapons maker Louis Shaw, set designer Timothy R. Maccabee, and props master Gillian Matthews. The weapons are so central to Ira Levin's 1978 play, they're practically characters themselves. The collection belongs to a fictitious playwright named Sidney Brewer. Some of the weapons are props from his plays. In his opening speech, Brewer, portrayed by an appropriately world-weary Bruce Randolph Nelson, describes a promising new play to his wife, portrayed by Beth Hylton.
Death Trap. A thriller in two acts, one set, five characters. Juicy murder in act one, unexpected developments in act two. Sound construction, good dialogue, laughs in the right places. Highly commercial.
Well, that's wonderful, darling. I'm so happy for you.
Happy? Why on earth happy?
But it's yours, isn't it?
No, as it turns out, Brewer isn't describing his latest play. Brewer's got writer's block. He hasn't had a hit in nearly two decades. What he's describing is a manuscript sent to him by a student he barely remembers. The rest of Death Trap is about how far Brewer would go to have a hit. Would he lure the student to his home? Would he offer to collaborate and take top billing? Oh, let's face it, the real question is, would he kill for a hit? That idea alone would make a decent thriller. At least that's what's suggested by the student, played by Danny Gavigan as part sycophant, part schemer.
The play would have to be a very good one. The one the young playwright wrote, I mean. And the older playwright would have to have not much going for him at the time.
An enormous concatenation of unlikely circumstances, don't you think?
Yes, maybe, but we almost have it here, haven't we?
A play about writing a play. Indeed, writing the play that this play is about is a pretty neat idea. And the script is filled with jokes about the theater. Brewer quips, I may be devious and underhanded enough to be a successful murderer, but not, I think, a Broadway producer. There's a big, scary moment in Act One to which Beth Hylton reacts with some first-rate screaming. But Levin's play is not without letdowns. He essentially repeats his big, scary moment in Act Two, and it's hardly as scary the second time around. The play also has a largely extraneous coda. Even so, Lencisi's direction keeps the laughs and, for the most part, the tension coming. With the aid of sound designer Stowe Nelson, he uses little musical punctuation marks to enhance moments of foreboding. A few tinkling notes, a chord, a pluck string, or, when the fear factor is especially high, underscoring. Then there's Louis Shaw's top-notch fight choreography. Not only do the moves look truly violent, but when a character is being choked, I could swear his face actually turns chalk white. All of the actors have the timing down pat. In the case of Bruce Nelson, both comic timing and turn-on-a-dime malevolence. Levin includes the character of a Dutch psychic, largely for comic relief. Deborah Hazlett's serious approach makes her all the funnier. Death Trap includes nods to plays ranging from Dial M for Murder to Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit, which Everyman is producing at the end of the season. But Levin's script can't be counted on to lay him in the aisles with laughter or terror. Still, Everyman delivers a polished production, and if you've OD'd on sugar plums or Christmas ghosts, a little deadly diversion might be just the thing.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick, Death Trap is at the Everyman Theater until January 11th. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. Stay with us.